Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As our children begin the new school year, we as parents send them off with a mix of excitement and trepidation. Excitement because they're growing up and we're excited to see God's plan unfold as they get older. Trepidation because schools, especially public schools, are not the safe havens they used to be. Gone are the days when we as parents could send our kids to school knowing that the values we taught at home would be reinforced in the classroom. Not only are they now not reinforced in many classrooms, but in a very real sense, some teachers have taken it upon themselves to quote-unquote deprogram our kids. One young college freshman told us that on the first day of classes, a teacher asked for a show of hands. He wanted to know how many of his students considered themselves Christians. When a few brave souls raised their hands, he said, "Good, by the end of the semester, you won't be." His stated goal was to strip them of their faith. And it's not just going on at the college level. In Livingston, Montana, a librarian was placed on administrative leave after she showed third graders four pro-homosexual videos entitled Pride, a Celebration of the LGBTQ Community. Many of the third graders were immediately uncomfortable and asked to be excused, but the librarian said no. They were forced to stay and watch. Many schools have also adopted policies that allow transgender students to present as the opposite sex at school, and that fact is kept hidden from their parents. This is what parents are now up against, and it's the reason that homeschool and private school enrollment is exploding. This week, Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson sent a letter to Waded Cruzado, the president of Montana State University. In it, he outlined complaints that his office had received involving unlawful discrimination taking place within the university housing system. Specifically, the university's housing application that asked whether the applicant identifies as an ally to LGBTQ students. Just asking the question is bad enough, but the letter went on to say that according to reports, some students who answered no to the question were then denied housing altogether and were later accepted into student housing when they agreed to change their answer to that specific question. This is patent viewpoint discrimination and is also a prime example of unconstitutional government-compelled speech and action. And these are just a few examples. This indoctrination begins as early as kindergarten, and parents have both the right and responsibility to be hypervigilant. Not all schools engage in these practices. Many times, it's a single teacher or librarian with a political agenda. Either way, what is seen cannot be unseen, and social justice warriors posing as teachers place our kids at risk. If you hear of any of this going on at your child's school, please call our office. We can help. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.